thinking of the pages still unwritten. Staring at that empty page fills me with anger and with rage. It gives me chills, it makes me age. When I think of all the pages to be written, I write the lines, contrive the plot, I take the praise and all the knots, and every word in each line is a creation that's on mine. In 80 days, 200 pages to be written. Still the same, when will it be written? I don't. When will it be written? I don't.
When will it be finished?
When it is done. Writing is my occupation. Money is my motivation. Must maintain my reputation. Looking for some inspiration. When will it be written? When will it be finished? When it is done. Now it's time to start the chain reaction. Through my mind, begin this new idea. Treat the beast with great respect and trap it with my intellect. When will you deliver? I don't know.
When will you deliver?
I don't know.
When will it be written?
We'll be right back. silent faith that made this tiny island rule the world.
This is our world.
It was God that made this nation great. It was our faith to dominate this world.
This is our world.
United we stand, divided we fall. While the Spaniards are content to lazily sit in the heat, the Italians are too disorganized to even compete. No people on earth have got the qualifications of the Englishman. The Japanese are competent, but much too petite. The Germans are competitors, but always bound to defeat. No people on earth have got the fine reputation of the well-bred Englishman. No nation on earth except a good old Anglo-Saxon Englishman. William Shakespeare, Henry Fielding, and Byron.
He was an Englishman.
Frederick Handel, Walter Scott, the list goes on.
He was an Englishman.
Sir Isaac Newton, Samuel Pepys, Sir Francis Drake were all Englishmen.
Quite right, don't you?
The Dutch are much too occupied with their chocolates and plums. Those Russians always threaten to, but they obviously can't. It's plainly clear there's only one man here to take up that challenge, and that's a well-bred Englishman.
Oh yes, he is a good old Anglo-Saxon well-bred Englishman.
Chaucer, Charles Dickens, and Wordsworth, the greatest literary nation on this earth. Our reputation as explorers and conquerors is at stake.
An
Englishman must never hesitate. They can try, but they can never break.
A single well-bred Anglo-Saxon Englishman.
Pick up the pace, but with dignity and with grace.
stand the test with a ticket to ride and a mutual quest. Together we'll stand the test. So bring on the storm.
Blah, 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 blah Simple man, but he was honest through and through. He was rough and ready, but dignified. In fact, he looked a lot like you. I'll search the seven seas to find him. No temptations beckon, I will never break. Because until I know his fate, like a nun, I vowed to sit and wait. He was strong, upright and true, and he was always faithful to me. And he knew how to treat a lady, and such a Romeo. Why I miss him so. And in times the hour of need, he'd always come and hold my hand. Cause he knew how to please his lady. He'd just take me in his arms and say I understand. He was a working man. He was an old-fashioned strong and dominating, lustful, and he smelled like a man. But he respected me, never neglected me. He was always there to touch me, tease me, hold me, please me, yes. He never failed to satisfy my every whim. Cause he knew something about you that reminds me of him. Is that a wart on the side of your nose? It reminds me of him, cause he had one of those. And those anxious wrinkles across your brow, and that masculine dimple on your chin. Oh, I just looked at you, and it could have been him. Tried to sail away to sea. The ocean symbolized adventure, romance and mystery. The sea holds all the secrets of man's mortality. Great men come and go, but the sea lives on eternally. Some men are shallow, others are deeper than the sea. But all men sometimes show emotion and feelings for humanity.
But if he hasn't, so far everything has gone as planned. He keeps it locked up, everything's on schedule, no surprises. Somehow I must get to know that everything's in place. Somehow, some will seem ahead, keep up the pace. This man, he has no heart, can't understand him. It's so frustrating, and the greeting, where do I start? This man, he has no heart, no soul to penetrate. Something that I've missed. Am I looking for a man who can't exist? And if he hasn't,
so far everything's on schedule, no surprises.
He keeps it locked
up, the ship's in order, everything's in place.
Somehow I must get
full steam ahead, keep up the pace.
Journey through the stars. I had such great imagination. Infinity seemed not so far. But men of little vision only see reality. So why is this man defeating?
Journey round the world has no surprises.
I'm just getting started.
But this tough woman's burning my backside.
Is there something that I
must admit is the fault of this fellow?
Or am I going to
be a little shifty eye?
He is a fake, he's nothing special. The man's a villain, he's just a criminal. He's not all he seems. And when I find a clue,
80 days and still so much to do,
he have nowhere to run.
I've hit a block, but I'll break through.
The evidence will prove,
somehow I know my judgment's true.
He is the one.
Egyptians knew or cared about the cost. A life is a life, and a life costs nothing once that life is lost. I wonder who those poor devils were, and when and how they died. It all seems so undignified.
Did the courageous realize what they were dying for? A contribution to an England that they never saw. A monument should be erected with a tribute underneath, in Hyde Park or Hampstead Heath.
Is this true love?
We're right on course, just as I planned.
Is this
wrong? If I might say a perfect piece of estimation,
that I must stay true.
By dawn we'll reach our destination.
Tonight, except for you.
Don't tell the crew.
Looking for a man,
full steam ahead with no surprises.
Searching high,
chance and all,
everything's in place.
Overseer man,
by dawn we'll reach our destination.
The sky and earth below.
I'll search the seven seas to find the truth. Before this journey's over, I'll find out.
The way you just grin,
perhaps I'm
riddled up. The way that you
pass,
perhaps I'm drying up. The way you just
look,
it could have been him. Perhaps it's me.
welcome to India, the largest colony of the crown. Your reputation has preceded you, you have done the empire proud. Every patriotic Englishman will not forget this day. The empire's with you, Mr. Fogg. Three cheers, hip hip hooray! Man, how is good old Blighty? I hear the weather's really fine. And if there's anything that I can do to make your life more comfortable, the pleasure is all mine. Cause he's an Englishman.
He's an Englishman.
And Fogg is his name.
And Fogg is his name. And he's always on time. And he's always on top of his game.
Because you're only passing through. Who do you think you are? A gallant rescuer, a knight in shining armor, a great adventurer. Who do you think you are? You walk into top man, you just walked into my life with no excuse or invitation. At least I should demand an explanation. An apology is too much to expect from an egocentric, pompous ignorant who does not know the meaning of the word respect. Don't you realize what you are doing? Or even think about what you have done? I really might consider even suing. You wretch, you bore, I've seen your type before. You come to the jungle with your big shotgun, surrounded by lackeys, the great mighty one, then cut off the head of the dead tiger. Another trophy to hang on the wall. Then you boast about all your great conquests, while your women retire from the room, while you sip at your port and play billiards, and reminisce about the wogs and colonial coons. Well, here's a wog who's far superior to you. Your style, your views, straight from the London Illustrated News. You speak your mind once you have read it in the Times. Ha ha, hoo hoo, your condescending attitude. Hee hee, ho ho, your pompous regimental pose. The cut of your jacket, the style of your hair, just like the cover of Vanity Fair. And I suspect in your case it's pure vanity, or ignorance, or sheer pomposity. No, I think it's just stupidity. You think you're the conqueror and the hero, defending the empire, great scarlet foe. You'll fight to the death, no matter the cost. But now you're here and you are lost. Your stubborn pride prevents your own admission. If you were drowning, would you sink or swim? If swimming meant you'd made a wrong decision, you'd sooner drown. Now that is rather dim. Thank you. walking TikTok man, a great adventurer, a mechanical automaton. Who do you think you are? A gallant rescuer, a knight in shining armor. Why should I even care?
I'll face the press. I'll face the toughest militants of them. I'll face the members of the club. Majesty will understand, but I'll be in disgrace with the members of the club.
Well, the members of the club.
Will my decision be accepted by the club?
Well, the members of the club.
Will I still be well respected by the club?
Well, the members of the club.
Or will I bear the throes of endless ridicule? What is the right and proper thing to do? I condemn the opposition in the same debate, but not the members of the club.
Well, the members of the club.
I can satisfy demands of queen and country, but I can't get by the members of the club.
Well, the members of the club.
I can't arrest the member of the club.
Well, the members of the club.
Except with the permission of the club. If I do, there will be questions at the club. So I must comply to satisfy the club.
So hesitate and contemplate a little more. For heaven's sake, he's a member of the club. But the ultimate decision rests with you. But if you're wrong, your membership must be reviewed. And then dire consequences might ensue. So you must find the right and proper thing to do.
From the gutter to the highest steeple in the land, corruption like a plague is bearing down on every man. From the wealth of high society to the lowliest of slums, the vile stench of evil is corrupting everyone. The very fabric of our nation is infested by deceit, and the criminals are plotting my demise and my defeat. My life is a crusade for law and order. It's my quest to see that justice will be done. But so much is undetected, while society is infected by the lies and the hypocrisy. Conspiracy, conspiracy. When evil rears its ugly head, the devil has its stay. And everyone's a suspect, and crime must never pay.
Conspiracy, conspiracy, we all smell a conspiracy.
People are conspiring all around me.
We know
that. I have difficulty knowing who to trust.
Conspiracy.
Even the so-called aristocracy is riddled with conspiracy, corruption and hypocrisy.
Conspiracy, conspiracy.
And Satan smiles as man becomes his slave. With corruption and conspiracy, I'll fight it to my grave. And when the worms devour my flesh, I'll hear me say, it was all a conspiracy. That's how I ended up this way.
Conspiracy, conspiracy, we all smell a conspiracy.
One crime leads to another when you're working undercover. Protecting queen and country is my task. Where there's that, there's money, and no man's above suspicion. Money knows no scruples and no class, and the perverted thread of corruption never ends. The cover-ups and hypocrisy,
conspiracy, conspiracy.
In the corridors of power and high places,
conspiracy.
In Parliament and in the public schools,
conspiracy.
They're preaching law and order, but they're breaking all the rules. And
criminals are running free.
Conspiracy, conspiracy.
I love to see those villains cringe when they know I'm on the trial. Because I always get my man, and my system never fails. And then they start to panic, and they make just one mistake. Then under cross-examination, eventually they break. My theory is that man's created evil. Well, I eliminate the clues and solve the case. This woman God is on my side. I will never end this chase until I stare him in the face. And when Phileas Fogg, the devil incarnate, with all his fancy trickery, perhaps some treachery, it's a trail of foul conspiracy that will lead me to my fate. Tell her she is my guest, but my patience is waning. Tell him, how dare he protest, he's the one who's complaining. Tell her, be quiet, don't speak only when asked. Tell him I choose to ignore his remarks. Tell her she'll travel, spirit will travel first. If she doesn't take a lunch with every comfort you are. Tell her I always take meals alone. Always at regular times.
Tell him I'm on the bus.
Tell him his presence offends me.
He's allergic to cigars.
Tell him I'd rather stop. I'd rather sleep with the rats in my cabin in steerage than travel with him in first class. Tell her she's not obliged to be grateful.
Tell him she
says it's up with a room full of hate. Tell her the travel will broaden her mind the same as its narrow limits. Tell him he is pitiful.
She admires
him. Pleased to receive her
such flattery too much and too
late. She said
she is born.
She is stimulated.
Tell him spending a minute with him is eternal damnation.
She treasures every moment in your presence.
Another tedious moment with him I'll experiment frustration.
She is overwhelmed to be in the same room with you.
Telling him, telling her about a strange situation. Telling him by the voice of the
collaboration, collaboration, collaboration.
The days spent on his boat, which in days I will always detest.
The journey was a sheer delight.
Tell her I'm tired of her sniveling ways. Tell her I couldn't care less.
He says to travel with you is delightful.
Tell him good riddance, I'm glad he is gone.
Tell her now we've unloaded the baggage, we can move on.
He says farewell, she says goodbye. She said to pour all of his hospitality. He is so moved by her gratitude, he finds it impossible to speak.
In my death will be on this country, then I will gladly come to
tell them stop this constant fight.
just in case I might say something wrong. Tell him I'll celebrate when he's gone.
She'll be serving
you. Tell her her mountain will soon be.
And
tell him he has no right to abandon me here. Tell him I think it my duty. Telling her, telling him what a strange situation. Telling her, telling him about a bunch of invitation. Telling him, telling her, telling him. Telling him, telling her, telling him. But who's telling me? I'm going round the world without a story. The time goes in by when I'm wasting time. Telling him, telling her.
You see, you've sinned.